Good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
It's the Insight Hour, 9 o'clock Pacific time and midnight on the East Coast. We come to you. We're from Hawaii right now. It's 6 p.m. here in the beautiful big island of Oahu. It's been a very, very trying week. If you've been a fan of Dr. Fred Bell and you join us in that, we are very saddened by his passing this past week, and we did a special program. Don Newsom and the Newsom family and BBS Radio gave a tribute to Fred Bell the other day on Thursday, and I participated briefly by saying a prayer. Tonight, our Insight Hour, I would like to dedicate to our friend and colleague and humanitarian, in fact, American hero, brilliant, brilliant scientist, researcher, and a fellow who had only Americans' protection, people's protection in his heart when he advanced his technologies. That's Dr. Fred Bell I'm talking about. And I'd like to dedicate this show tonight to Fred and his memory, have a discussion about ways that we can protect ourselves in these trying times.
And so, yeah, I know it's been a really, really difficult week, you know, just coming to terms with the fact that, you know, lost such a great man, such a hero. And so we want to talk a lot about how we can protect ourselves and how, you know, we can stay in the positive love vibration of 528 and how we can send that out to the universe and spread the love. And so that's the most important thing we need to get that message out to everybody, because we're just learning it ourselves. And if we can all learn that together, I think it'd be a much better world.
I totally agree, Sherry. And I want to thank our sponsors. You know, the subject of 528, we have got to thank HealthyWorldStore.com that carries the book of 528 in a PDF format, an ebook format right now. If you haven't read the book of 528, please support us and do that. Support yourself by reading this great book. We should probably just quickly give an update. The book, because of the attacks of COINTELPRO and the infiltrations in my businesses and even family, the book of 528 that was supposed to be released in hard copy in June the 25th exactly, is still gathering dust in a warehouse facility in Michigan, and it is not likely that we're going to see that book. So we've actually had to go back to press. We've got now, incredibly, two other alternative printers printing up copies of the hardcover of the book of 528, which were promised within the next 4 to 5 weeks. And those of you who have already paid, a lot of folks have already paid in advance, which is something I didn't do, and I never did in 25 years of publishing. But that's one of the things that they did in the involving a hostile takeover of the Idaho corporations, involving my ex and COINTELPRO operatives involved in extortion. We covered that on previous programs. You can get the archives. We don't want to go into the old business. But suffice it to say that we're going to be having the hardcover available probably within the next, I would say, 6 weeks. So again, your patience is greatly appreciated out there. I want to thank also 528records.com and 528radio.com, because when we're talking about the subject of protection, there's nothing, like Sherry says, that can protect you better than the healing power of love. And that's what 528 Hertz frequency is. So I want to thank the supporters of 528radio.com, where you can go right now. Don't go right now and wait till the show is over, but you can go on to 528radio.com and listen to 24/7 music that's been transposed in the healing frequency of 528.
So let's talk about how 528 can actually, like, protect us. Did you want to? Was there another something else you wanted to promote?
Yeah, I wanted to say also that we've learned that over the last couple last 4 weeks, that the affiliate program was particularly challenged, virtually devastated by the hostile takeover in Idaho, and it's been our affiliates that have been at the forefront of moving 528 resonating products So I want to, again, reach out to all the affiliates out there. Those of you who have joined and those who haven't joined, please still consider joining. The good news, as I mentioned last week briefly, is that we've just launched the ambassador program that took us 2 years to develop. That means that there's going to be some changes in the affiliate program. The affiliates typically get 20%. There's a 40% payout on 5 levels of the affiliates. We're at the forefront of advancing Healthy World Organization to give an alternative to the Rockefeller-controlled World Health Organization, which is grossly corrupt and engaged exclusively in genocide. Under the guise of public health, Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, instead of disease control, they're really creating diseases, and they're administering on behalf of the Rockefeller-directed World Health Organization a global agenda of genocide. We need an alternative to that, so I wanted to mention that 528 is the real reason that they've been attacking me so vehemently. I believe that Fred Bell probably was assassinated. That's my own personal belief at this point, given what I know, and I believe that the knowledge that Fred shared is intimately connected with the resonance energy of electrons and hydrogen, the donor of the electrons that vibrate at 528 to maintain optimal health and sustainability. So all of this is very important. All of this is really part and parcel of the enterprises that we've been evolving based on 528 that include initially you're joining the affiliate program. It's free to join, and you can get information at healthyworldaffiliates.com. And then check out the link healthyworldorganization.org. And at the top of that, you'll see a link to the ambassador program. And you can actually right now view, these are private web links. It's not posted generally on YouTube, although we appreciate and are using the YouTube technology right now to actually broadcast on the internet 8 different parts, training modules, 15-minute training modules each, of 8 segments for the first level training for the Healthy World Ambassadorship. And there will be 3 of those, so there will be probably a total of at least 24 training segments. There is an examination and test quizzes for each segment that if you're going to get serious with us and really begin to engage this from the perspective that you are going to advance a doctorate of your own in naturopathic medicine, and this is all certified. We've been working with the World Organization for Natural Medicine to get accreditation for the affiliate program, and that leads into the ambassadorship training. So those modules, those ambassador training modules, are accredited by an accredited academic organization, and that continuing education credit shall be granted to healthcare professionals who want to continue their careers in learning about natural healing and the 528 resonance, for example, the products that we advanced in the Healthy World store. And so that's something that is also of great news, great value, and that is consistent with all of our work in advancing the natural ways of healing and protection that I wanted to talk about on the show tonight.
Exactly. Like we were just talking about, like when, you know, we have a friend that lives in Israel, and every time he walks down the street and sees people arguing or just in dissonance with each other, he pulls out his 528 tuning fork and he strikes it, and then he walks around the people and they seem to calm down. So I always recommend that to people when they ask me, you know, I have a lot of stress in my life. What do you recommend in as far as the 528 instruments go? And I always first recommend the 528 tuning fork, because you can carry that with you anywhere and you never know when you're going to have to use it. Pull it out and use it. And so it's really important. It's an important tool to have with you. It's a protection tool. And that's the first thing I always recommend. We also have 528 healing solfeggio chimes.
They're beautiful too. They're so nice. I put one outside the bedroom window, and it's just so nice to hear.
They're amazing, and we don't have the 741 frequency in that. We have a lower octave of 528, which is 2-4. Is I believe it's 2-4-8.
It's four, half of 5-2-8 is 2-6-4.
2-6-4. 2-6-4.
Yeah. So, and let me explain that, folks. If you understand modern music, the standard tuning that all musicians in the Western world tune to play together, is A440, which gives you an F sharp note that's called the devil's tone or the devil's interval or the tritone. It's an augmented fourth or diminished fifth that's really annoying when particularly played with 528, the C528, that you can achieve by retuning instruments up 4 hertz to 444. Well, when we produced, for example, this wind chime, we didn't just do it because we wanted to make money and basically soak people on the technology that these divine revelations have been providing. We really put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into the products that we're developing because we really believe firmly it's virtually humanity's only hope. We've got to go to love. We've got to implement and integrate the technologies that have been advanced through these divine revelations of the musical mathematics of creation if we want to recreate ourselves in the image of the perfection of the creator, of the sustainability that everything in balance was meant to be. And so it's all musical math, and even when it comes to designing a tuning fork or a wind chime, you don't want to make a mess of it. You don't want to create dissonance or discord. You want to create harmony. And that's what we've done with, for example, the wind chime. We eliminated out of the original 6 solfeggio scale the 7-4-1 because we didn't want to have the dissonance go into it. Humanity has enough dissonance. We have enough ego. We have enough this egocentric consciousness that's centered in the pineal gland that's stimulated by this 741 F sharp tone, this tritone. So we don't need any more of that. So in fact, that's what we did with the wind chimes, the 520 perfect circle of sound solfeggio wind chimes that you can get now if you go on to healthyworldstore.com. In fact, it's at a much lower price originally than when we first put it out. And it's got, instead of the 741, it's got, as Sherry mentioned, the lower octave, the lower C of 528 is half of that. You tune down and you get the chime of 264. And it's totally delightful. I mean, you will be blessed to have that outside your window in your bedroom or out in the garden chiming. It sounds like a song from heaven is really what it sounds like. It sounds like music from heaven.
It really does. And it's great to have to wake up to. It's great to, you know, go to sleep to. And it's just a very healing sounds that are coming from there. And I also we also have a couple other chime instruments. We have the healing bar, which is like a piece of wood. It has the 528 sound a bar on it.
Yeah, it's like a musical instrument, actually, and can be used also for helping to put the energy or frequency into maybe your meals when you're cooking, your tea when you're about to drink some tea. You know, you can chime this with prayer. We also have the water resonators, which are now reprinted. We're just about finishing the reprint of that. We ran out again, but we're reprinting those. And
we still have to get the booklets, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then we have the tune. We have the 528 tune pipe.
Which that's powerful.
Which is a single chime. It's a single 528 chime.
Yeah, and that's great. It's like a great dong. You can put that out. You could use it in a variety of ways, also in music, or you can use it for outside your front door for a door chime, or you can use it, again, like I said, in the kitchen.
You can go to the healthyworldstore.com, and you can check out the 528 section of the store. If you go to 528 store and you click on that on the tabs, you'll see all of the products that we have right now in 528, including the health products, the books and the CDs, and also the jewelry. And
there's 528 resonating jewelry. So all of these, actually, everything that we are doing with 528
In my humble opinion, and I know Sherry agrees with this, we are advancing the frequency resonance of divinity optimally, because there's nothing more powerful than God's love. And we believe, based on the divine revelations, that this fulfills the book of Revelation 3, 6 through 8, as well as the Old Testament's Isaiah 22, 22, which really is the same prophecy, that at these end times, when stress is in the air, when there's all sorts of problems, there's, besides the economy, there's wars and rumors of wars, earth changes, weather changes, all of this challenge where you and I need protection. And again, this was what Fred Bell was an expert in, advancing the understanding of what would protect us energetically. And in this case, bioenergetically or electrogenetically. Your DNA is really an antenna to the Creator. Your DNA is actually a sacred spiral. I go into this in the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, which I believe is right now on back order. We're out of print on that book, but you can get a lot of the information.
The download is available, though.
The download is available at healthyworldstore.com in the ebook for those of you who really want it right away. But the technology is also talked about in the book of 528 and in my last book, which is available. It's called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And frankly, I look back at the history, and in 2007, when I was first presenting the real Da Vinci Code, that is all about this musical mathematical matrix of creation, and really all about heralding 528 love, vibration, the good vibration of God's heart, communing, atoning, atonement, a musical note meant to be played whenever you need salvation. That is communion divine. That is pure salvation and sustainability when you're in that frequency of love. And that is what this is all about. The more you and I can surround ourselves with that, the more nurturing and uplifting that is for us and sustaining for us spiritually. And of course, physicality comes initially, fundamentally, out of spirituality. You're a spirit being before you're a physical being. There's no doubt about that. And so, you know, inception is the soul, the spirit, the spark of life, the energy moves into that developing fetus. And suddenly now, 9 months later, you pop out and you're a living, breathing person that basically has the flow of 528 energy in the hemoglobin, in the air, the ha, the prana, the oxygenated air that the greenish-yellow botanical world pumps out as it receives the heart of the sunshine resonating in 528, which is the heart of the rainbow. Greenish-yellow, that's your heart chakra. That's your oriental medicine, the basic fundamental central aspect of balance within your chakra system is from your heart. And so when your heart is closed and you're lost fear, and you've lost faith, and you're in fear because your heart is closed. And that's the current state of deception and illusion and degeneration and spiritual suppression that we are engaged in Babylon. And these are the end times where Babylon is falling. So that's why this show is so important. It's about love, and it's about 528, and that's where you got to go for protection.
Yes, and that's why we listen to our 528radio.com.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's why, again, it's so important. When you listen to 528radio.com during the day, here is, you know, my warning to you, it's addicting. It's positively addicting. That means that you're going to get used to it, because it's going to make you feel better. And when you don't listen to it, you're going to feel worse, especially when you turn on regular radio and you've gotten used to the energy of vibration of love and God's harmony. And suddenly now you're back in Rockefeller-directed Babylonian tuning. You feel a difference primarily in your heart. And you know what? that difference is a great difference because that's going to compel you to turn back to love, turn back to 528. And that's what we're finding. You know, a day goes by when, for whatever reason, we fail to turn on 528 radio. It just feels like the energy of love and peace, shalom, is somehow missing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really just are so thankful. Now, we haven't made any money with that website yet. We've placed into it, I can tell you honestly, somewhere between $30,000 to $40,000 in development over the last, I'd say, 3.5 to 4 years. And we launched 528 Records first, where you can actually now transpose any of your old music. And I've mentioned on this show, I've encouraged recording artists, and we're right now outreaching. We actually now have a letter where we're outreaching to recording artists, musicians, and vocalists to actually join us and receive a 528 Records contract as a recording star. And that what you'll get from that is you'll get immediately our capacity to transpose what you've previously recorded in A440, you'll be able to download to you for free. You'll get the A440 C528 transposition, and that is a remastered quality that you can actually then produce new CDs with. And the reason why primarily you want to do that is not simply financially. It's not simply about making money. It's making a difference in the planet to sustain us, to sustain our planet for our children and our children's children. That's the most important. And when you realize that 528, the blessing of you actually listening to music or playing music or transposing music into 528 is that you now get to throw that proverbial pebble into the pond, so to speak, where the waves of 528 love ripple out through the hydrated atmosphere, touching human hearts everywhere, similarly opening people's hearts. And that's what's needed today. There's really nothing else that's necessary. It's all about love. And that's what Jesus' whole message was about. The whole ministry today called Christianity is really a sect of Judaism that's all about love. It's called the Way. And there's only one way. And that way is really narrow. You're either in love or you're in fear. You're either in faith or you've lost it. And you can't thereby walk through the shadows of death in the valley without this concept of being in tune with faith and love. You can't do that victoriously. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall, that means no ifs, ands, or buts, shall fear nothing, no thing, not energy, not frequencies, not illusions, deceptions, not economic collapses, not poisons or vaccinations. Nothing can stop the Holy Spirit power of love that sustains and uplifts and protects the universe. So this is really about attuning to this frequency of love. Now, again, I want to bring your attention to Dr. Fred Bell's miraculous contributions. I can tell you earnestly that I would not be probably speaking about this. I mean, I do have to give, obviously, credit to the Creator and the angels and the revelations that I've received, all the wonderful people in my life that have brought me revelations and brought me to this current day where I can speak to you like this. But the fact is that Fred Bell was the first person to bring to me the understanding of the power of the electron. And the resonance energy and the frequency resonance of electrons donated from hydrogen in water. And that's well shown in many of his books. And I've cited Fred and I've mentioned him, I've referenced his works, and I've thanked him publicly for the contribution. So, Fred, we know that you're in a better place tonight, and we praise you for all the contributions, and we especially praise our great
Creator for giving us the joy and blessings and knowledge of Dr. Fred Bell.
Yes, I have never met Fred Bell personally, but I've heard Len speak of him and how wonderful of a person he was and how much of a contribution he has made to humanity and just way ahead of his time, you know. And we, you know, just are very saddened by his passing, and we want to help. Actually, we're helping to set up the memorial fund for him. We're going to be sending out a newsletter, so if anybody's interested in contributing to Fred Bell's memorial, which is will help the family give him a proper burial, it'd be greatly appreciated if you could contact us. My email address is Sherry, that's SHERRIKANE at gmail.com. And let me know, you know, and we'll be able, we don't have the address at the moment, but we're going to be getting the.
Yeah,
the
you've place. Been in touch with Fred's daughter, yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
And I spoke to her briefly, too. It's a very, very sad thing. Your prayers tonight are requested. As a matter of fact, I prayed the other night on BBS Radio. Tonight, we probably would be doing our best to end tonight's program with a prayer too, for Fred's family, particularly because Fred's body, believe it or not, is still in Michigan. In Minnesota. After he came from a Jesse Ventura interview, he died shortly thereafter, and that the body remains there. There's a lot of speculation. We ourselves have received a lot of disinformation, and we are still investigating. We're outreaching to knowledgeable persons, and thus far, the best that we can share with you is that there is a Dr. Fred Bell Memorial Fund that's being developed as we speak now. And if you're a member of Healthy World Newsletter, the healthyworldstore.com has a newsletter sign-up section.
So does healthyworldaffiliates.com. They both do, actually.
Wonderful. So healthyworldaffiliates.com. Also, you can sign up to receive the Healthy World Newsletter. And we're going to be sending out some great news, actually, about 528 resonating liquid dentists. We're finally, praise Yah, for shipping liquid dentists again. So a lot of people who've been waiting so patiently for the return of a fantastic product. We'll talk a little bit about that next week. But we're about to send out an announcement within the newsletter a little bit about liquid dentists return and also the information about how you can contribute to help Dr. Bell's family to return Fred Bell's body to California, and where he shall receive a proper funeral, and a lot of people will be attending because he was very, very much loved.
Yes. So anything you can do to help would be greatly appreciated. His family is definitely reaching out. They reached out to us. We're reaching out to you to help bring him home. On another note, maybe we should say a prayer.
Well, I think we've got a little bit of time. I'm happy to pray any time. You know that. But what time do we have?
We've got 6:30.
So we've got another half an hour. So, you know, why don't you give folks a toll-free number to call? Then people can actually call in if you've got a question or a comment. Mm-hmm. You can call BBS. Mm-hmm. You're probably online listening to this right now. And so you can just check in with BBS Radio. And if you'd like to connect with us, have a question or a comment, we welcome your calls. Yeah, the matter.
Oh, Matt, I think Max from Montreal is on line 3, actually.
Well, hi, Max. How are you?
I'm doing well. Resonating in that place you guys are talking about, where all is protected in that place. I have to emphasize that. It's a really sad thing. I want to extend my heartfelt condolence to you guys and this man's family. And I'm really sorry about what's happened, and I hope you'll accept my condolences for that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we join you.
Thank you,
you know,
Max.
We're one heart. You know it. I know it. and the family is greatly appreciated. You know, there's four girls. He has four children, and he has an ex, actually just a girlfriend that was a business partner. That I understand there's a lot of challenges right now that is sourcing from the business partner. And the girls are crying. We sat with and counseled one of his daughters the other day. Again, I can't even imagine. I mean, I know my own family. We've been through hell over the last couple months with the hostile takeover and the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO's intrusion into my own family. And I know the effect that that has had on my relationship with my children, and it's been devastating. But I can't even imagine right now what it must feel like for these children of Fred to suddenly not even be able to have their father's body returned to them because of all of this probate court, you know, BS. And I mean, I can't even imagine the torture and torment that these poor children are going through right now. And there are some advocates for them. We are one, we're actually not the main ones, but we're trying to help those who are closest to the children to be able to resolve these problems. And right. The first problem is financially right now, because the estate has been sequestered, in my humble opinion, immorally, unethically, demonically. I can't even imagine what is taking place, but it leaves me very suspicious as to what the hell is going on in that household that this kind of thing would happen, instead of giving the true honor to a great human being that he deserved, and honoring his children and honoring them at their time of grief, that this would be taking place is just, it's totally satanic in my opinion, but it's the times that we're living in, isn't it, Max?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And if I could just throw in my two cents in terms of, you opened up the program tonight talking about how we can protect ourselves. And I just want to give an inspirational message to anyone who's listening, who loves and has faith in the Creator. Because as I know you have, Len, and maybe you too, Sherry, I've had my life saved miraculously on at least one occasion that was an extreme outpouring of the protective power of God. And I just would love to share that with people, that you can, you know, pray for that and live in that trust, like, you know, you often remind us of, Len. So I want to put that out there so that to inspire people and to anybody who's under any sort of attack, whether it's spiritual or physical or anything that's going on in their lives, just trust in the Creator. He will deliver you through. He's done it for me before.
Yeah, you know, I totally appreciate that. Yeah. You know, that's funny you should mention that, because Sherry and I, with a good friend of ours on the Big Island, shared this past week stories about how we were saved miraculously. I don't know if we have enough time, but do you feel like you would want to share that on the program tonight, Max?
Absolutely, if you wouldn't mind.
No, I think it's a beautiful contribution, because it's really right on to what we're talking about. There's something miraculous about being saved when all is, you know, gloomy and doomy and basically, you know, life-threatening. How do we pull through sometimes? It's inexplicable, but it is very well explained when you understand spirit and you understand how God's love. So why don't you share? Go ahead, take the microphone and take it away. Tell us what happened to you that, you know, changed your perspective on this divine blessing for salvation.
Wow. Well, the first time I ever listened to 528 hertz frequency was actually Jonathan Goldman's Holy Harmony. And at the time, I was very deeply involved in meditation. And I went into a kind of a meditative state listening to it, and I felt an extremely strong presence of the Spirit of God. And what was communicated to me was a very, very strong message of protection, that that there was something about this music and something about these frequencies in some way that they were protective, that that might happen. I didn't really think much of that, but the event that I alluded to actually happened about a year and a half ago on the streets of New York City in the Bronx. And without getting into too many details, I was having a discussion with somebody who is not necessarily is not a believer in God. This person is what you might refer to as saturated in the 741 hertz frequency, and they happen to be a martial arts master and a very aggressive person who I was talking to about virtually the power of love and the power of love to overcome hatred. But he was very non-receptive to this message, and there was a lot of resistance, and he got pretty angry, actually, at me for this, to the point where he at one point got up and shoved me, pushed me down, and I fell over and got back up, at which point he tried to strike me in the face and in the chest, and at that moment, I felt my life kind of go into this slow motion type mode where everything was kind of hazy, and I saw that his blows that he was trying to rain down on me had absolutely no effect, that they were actually just breezing by me. It felt like a feather kind of drifting across my face as he tried to hit me. And he was very, very freaked out by this. He had no nothing in his worldview that allowed for anything like this to happen. So I was just standing there, equally kind of confused, but not in any way in fear. I was completely trusting. And after trying to, he actually tried to strangle me after that in a complete fit of demonic dissonance. It was very, very strange, and he was sweating profusely and very, very angry, and he tried to strangle me, at which point I simply put out my hand, and he literally went flying about 10 feet into the street from very little. I'm not a big guy. I'm nowhere near big enough to push down somebody like that with my own strength. So that was clearly a manifest outpouring of the power of God. At the end of this encounter, he was literally running away from me up the street, fleeing, even though he was way bigger than me and could easily have done me harm if in the physical without the power of God there to protect me. So I really thank God. As I was leaving the encounter, I actually passed a woman who had, she happened to have a cross around her neck, and she could see that my shirt had been torn, but I wasn't hurt at all. And she asked me if everything was okay, and I just said to her, if you believe in Jesus and in the power of God, he will protect you. And we both just rejoiced, and that was, that's it in a nutshell. That's what happened.
Well, wow. Beautiful.
That's great.
You know, I'm...
You have a similar story, don't you, Len?
I do. I have a beautiful similar story, and it's so close to identical to yours that I think tonight's very special that you called spontaneously, Max, for the blessing of all the listeners and all the archive listeners that are going to hear this later, because my story is so similar. It reminds me of out of the mouths of two or more witnesses. It is. You can take home the messages that you're receiving tonight, folks. So my story goes back to, I was about 20 years old. I had had a summer love affair with a very, very sweet girl. I was a freshman, I was a sophomore at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and I had a summer love affair up in Rockport, Massachusetts with a girl named Maureen, and she was off to Bennington College for her first year, and I was going back sophomore year to Rutgers, and I was living off campus for the first time, and New Brunswick, New Jersey is a virtual urban ghetto, and I had a new apartment, and we didn't have a phone in at that time, and Maureen wanted to break up with me. As she went off to school and I went off to school, she just didn't want to have the burden of the ties anymore. And I'll tell you, my heart was in love with her, and I wanted to do everything I could to save the relationship. And even if I had to drive up every weekend, which I actually had done when I was in college, I was often driving up to Sugar Bush in Vermont and playing music in bars to maintain some money for my weekends. I had a good time doing that, so I wouldn't mind driving up to southern Vermont to see her from New Brunswick, New Jersey. It was only about a, you know, 5.5, 6 hour, maybe 7 hour drive at most, and that's not so bad when you're a college student. So I got on the phone and I had to get off out of my apartment. I went down into Center City, New Brunswick, New Jersey, and there was the oldest stone church in the middle of the main street in New Brunswick in this ghetto area where I was now in a telephone booth, one of those old glass telephone booths where you know you can't step forward one step, you can't step backwards one step. Once you squeeze yourself in through the doors, this little swingy doors there, then you're in, and that's about it. And now I'm on the phone with her, and I'm pleading with her. I'm in love, and I'm pleading to sustain love. And as I'm talking to her, down the block I see a group of about 8 gang members coming towards the phone booth. And they got up to the phone booth and they started to smash their fists on the glass. And I'm telling you, I was so engaged in love and so engaged in trying to save love in my relationship that I simply smiled and waved at them. I was not in fear in the least. And so about, they stopped, and about 30 seconds of continuing me pleading in love to stay in the relationship with Maureen, long distance from Bennington, well, all of a sudden, exactly what you experienced, Max, I experienced. There was a time-space warp. It was though I heard a crash, and then everything went into slow motion. And I saw what appeared to be crystalline types of sprayings and trails that went before my eyes and my awareness. And I didn't know what that was, but I was in complete peace. I was just in this state of bliss. And then it seemed like an instant or two later, I heard another crash, and then everything came back to normal speed. And I thought to myself, what was that? And I, first of all, looked to my left where I heard the first crash, and there at precisely the center of where my head was positioned in the glass on the same plane as the glass was a huge gaping hole in the glass to the left of my head. And then on the right side of me where I heard this other crash, I looked to see what had happened on that side. And as I turned my head, I saw that, again, directly in line where the first gaping hole was and then my head was, there was another crash mark where the glass didn't break through completely but was shattered directly in line with my head. And then I looked, what was that that came through this glass? And I looked down on the floor and there was a big whole red brick. The brick had gone through my head. It did not faze me, didn't hurt me. There was glass everywhere. I had glass all throughout my hair. But I wasn't bleeding. I wasn't touched. And I then looked out at the gang who witnessed what they had done and witnessed the miracle of God saving me. And they became so frightened, they all ran away. So that was my story. I went back to my room that night. I went back to my apartment. And I wrote a song, Max. It's called "The Song for Maureen," as a memory of that incredible night.
Wow. Similar, huh, Max?
Hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi there. You're with us, Max?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now I can, yep.
Okay, yeah, I was asking, what instrument did you play, Len?
Well, I was playing guitar at the time. I still am, and that's what the song is composed in. But it wasn't in 528. I was, of course, at that time, ignorant of 528 and playing in 440.
Yeah, I wanted to ask one thing, or maybe make a comment here about composing in 528. having made the transition maybe 2.5 or 3 years ago now from the 440 to 528, it is a completely different experience in my from what I've seen to compose in 528 as it is to compose in 440. There's definitely a different type of resonance, and it's almost difficult to sing certain songs that you might have composed in the 741 hertz frequency in 528. At least it's been my experience a little bit. I don't know if you have you tried composing at all in 528 since you discovered it.
I've been playing in 528 now for a couple years, and I have had a very, very good results with it, and I've had a number of reports from people who, surprisingly, like I'm a bass baritone, and I typically had to capo up or down in order to achieve certain comfort zones with my voice. But I've heard from others, and I've experienced also that with 528, I seem to be able to more comfortably reach higher notes than I would have normally been able to reach. And that's the only experience that I've had and that others have reported to me. There seems to be a, I guess, more genuine, fundamental connection, what the vocalists call a registered voice, is what I believe in the world of physics is called phase locking. Or entrainment with the divine and the loving heart of the divine. And so that's that clear channel broadcast that I think I'm pretty sure for me personally and several people that have written me, it seems that there is an improvement. But I don't really know exactly what it is that you're experiencing.
Yeah, it's just simply that the outpouring, like you've talked about, of this healing energy just flies in the face of so much of what modern music has become. I feel like the same wavelength, whatever it is, you speak about 741 and how it's, you know, related with the egoic side of us and everything, how that is just kind of fundamentally it's just different in terms of the kind of music that you want to pour out of your instrument and out of your heart when you're actually playing in that frequency. So I found that I was less able to play certain types of music. Like I used to play a lot of metal and things like that, things that were more angry, where those things kind of just melt away. It almost feels like you don't want to go there with the 528 because it's freeing this kind of peace inside of you.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, one of the just diverging for just a second here, the 396 frequency, when I started to dabble with that, and that's a very nice harmonic and mathematically related to pyramid construction, the 520 with 528, 396 and the 528 work well together, but the 396 is very angelic. It has a very tingly type of feeling. I always reported that the 528 I thought was good for jazz or folk or soft rock, whereas I also said that the 741 and its triad, 174 and 417, that triad I always said was probably most appropriate for heavy metal.
Right. As a matter of fact, let me ask you one question, Len. I had you have advanced gradually over the last years. I've been listening to this concept of 741 being linked even with. I've heard you, I think, use the term even evil or at least selfishness, egoic nature, and that kind of concept. Isn't it interesting that we have 9 frequencies in all, and yet, if you're right about that, it seems like only 8 of them are desirable. But when we go back into the book of Genesis, and you, especially in Genesis chapter 6, 7, dealing with the flood and everything, you have 8 people preserved on the ark. And the 9th, which represents, I guess, the rest of everybody who was left out, were all according to the Bible, and you can elaborate on this, with the Nephilim and all of that that was going on at that time. So you have the eight that were preserved, plus the ninth, which is outside, and it's not preserved. Do you think there may be any sort of relationship to what we're learning about with the frequencies?
Well,
yes.
We should just talk about like what we discovered with, we have a friend that we're working with on the Big Island who's a real, he reminds me actually of you. And doesn't he sort of does, right?
He's like probably your age, and he's a very bright guy, very sensitive, very much into metaphysics and mathematics.
And so he, like, you know, we were looking at the Bible, and he came to us with an interesting, like, revelation about the book of Numbers and how, is it chapter 14, chapter 7?
Yeah, you remember where the original solfeggio tones, this revelation we've been talking about of music comes from Dr. Paleo's work. You remember Joey telling us in the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83 or 86, there is a repeating series of verse numbers. Every six verses, there is a repeat. You remember that, Max?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now I want you to go back as an exercise tonight for what Sherry's talking about, because it's a fantastic revelation that deals exactly with what you're saying. Go back and look at which of the verse numbers is associated with 741. You'll find it's all about sin.
It's about, like, sacrificing.
Sacrificing. It's the goat. It's a goat.
A
kid goat. It's a demonic symbol. Verses 528, you're going to learn, is about gold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because those
that's powerful. A lot of them have to do with sacrifice. I believe also 639 has to do with certain sacrifices, and 852. Is also a peace offering, and it involves animal sacrifice also in the verses, I think.
Yes, that's right. And when you go back and you then look at which is silver, which is gold, and then which is this, you know, virtually demonic frequency, you go, oh my goodness, gee whiz, I can't believe you get the revelation right out of the Bible again.
And like the goat represents the Illuminati. And then you look at when they say kid, which could represent sacrificing the kids.
The kids, the children. This goes into what we've been talking about on this program. And Sherry is really the world's leading expert in looking at the Church of Satan and the Temple of Set and Ted Gunderson's group and Truot's and Alex Studer's engagement in this whole pedophilia, child trafficking, you know, this really disgusting satanic rituals. You know, Barbara Hartwell, again, a good colleague of ours, she may be listening tonight from Maine, likewise goes into detail exposing these people. Well, if you go into the Book of Numbers where the solfeggio notes are, you'll see that the sacrifice of the kid and by the goat as part of a sin ritual is talked about, or a sin offering. It's a mind blower. And so I had our friend from the Big Island tell us about this past week. And so we're very, very grateful to him for doing that.
Yeah, it's like it's like just great to hear these revelations, you know, regarding, you know, the scriptures and how it relates to 528 and how it relates to everything we're dealing with on a contemporary level of like, yeah, this is right now. This is what's happening. How can you, you know, see the parallels between the end times, between the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open, the musical note of the key, and coming from the sixth angel from Philadelphia. I mean, all of this stuff, how it relates.
Yeah, and this is exactly the topic of the show tonight, folks. Again, is how to protect yourselves, and it's the truth that shall set you free, and the word, the power of the Bible and the revelations in the Bible, not the deceptions and the manipulations and the false indoctrinations. It was Jesus who said, beware of the doctrines. He said, beware of the traditions of men. It makes the word to no avail. The truth escapes you when you don't have what Jesus really had in his heart, the total love and this whole clarity, this divine communion that is now our source of sustainability and our protection. So really, that's what the show is about tonight. Max, I want to thank you so much for sharing tonight. You've been a really wonderful, like, special guest on the Insight Hour.
Definitely. Always are.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. It's a wonderful blessing to have your show and everything you guys are sharing. And I'm happy to add whatever I can to it. And just blessings on you guys. I'll be praying for you as always. So love you guys.
Love you,
Max.
Love
Thanks
you.
For the prayers. Really appreciate it. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sherry, what time is it? We've got. I wanted to say a prayer. I wanted to end tonight's show a little bit with a prayer. What time have we got?
It's going on a few minutes more or left. We have. It says it's actually 6:57.
Okay, so we've got about 3 minutes. Okay, so it's probably appropriate. I want to thank before prayer tonight again, folks. We are sustained by your contributions. We like. Not so much even to accept donations. We like to earn our keep. So just if you find healthcare products like OxySilver is a perfect product for you to get for keeping yourself free from infectious diseases that are, we're told, are coming our way. There's all sorts of things. It's a double superconductor, this liquid silver crystal superconductor that resonates in 528. Check out OxySilver. Your purchases help sustain our program. HealthyWorldStore.com, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. There's a toll-free number to get any of our books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, and there's a whole educational audio directory that you can actually, in the next few minutes after we hang up tonight, you can go on there and listen to our, Sherry and my, description of various products in the Healthy World Store by calling this toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll free, 888-508-4787. So let's do this together tonight in dedication of our great creator who blesses us with people, especially Fred Bell, these geniuses that bless our lives to deliver messages of revelation and scientific advancement for our salvation. That's what Fred did. So in memory of Fred Bell, let's join together in prayer. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you so much for all the blessings you administer, and we thank you for the blessing that you administered to humanity from having Fred Bell on planet Earth at this time in history. We thank you for Fred's contributions of understanding hydrogen and electron and resonance energies and how that can be used for the protection of humanity and the deliverance from evil, and how metaphysics and spirituality is delivered energetically, spiritually through electromagnetism and polarity, and that the musical mathematics that sustains us, this whole magnificent universe that you create in balance by your musical math, Creator, we thank you for giving us Fred Bell, who delivered so much of this information to all of us, most of us, including yours truly, who didn't even have the intelligence to understand Fred and his writings 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Now we look back and we say, wow, what a man and what a God we have who created geniuses like this to bless us. We ask for a special blessing and outpouring of prosperity on the children, the girls of Fred Bell and the caretakers of his estate in the probate court. We ask for the justices and the police who are investigating foul play. We ask for a special blessing and anointing for clarifications that are necessary now, and a flow of money, prosperity, so that we can deliver Fred's body back to California, and that the girls can put their own emotions and feelings and Fred to rest in peace and shalom and bringing joy back to the hearts of loved ones who are grieving. We thank you for administering all these blessings in the name of the blessed Messiah, Yeshua. And we thank you for tonight's program in dedication of Fred Bell and in celebration for you, our dear God of the universe. Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, folks.
Thank you. Thank you. See you same time next week. Love you all.
Love you not. Good night.